Hi folks, my name is Chris and I'm the artist and co-founder at Explorer Maps. My brother Greg and I produced our first map about 11 years ago doing the map of Montana, and our list of maps has grown from one to our current tally of over 65.
Which map will you get to help you treasure your own special times? Please be sure to use the promo code Mandela for a discount when you visit exploremaps.com.
Welcome to The Trail Less Traveled, an adventure radio series and podcast dedicated to collecting stories and sounds from around the world in order to take you back to mankind's earliest form of entertainment, storytelling. This episode was recorded on location in collaboration with Explorer Maps. Missoula, Montana is a mecca for outdoor enthusiasts, and each week we will bring you tales of adventure from both near and far, as well as information and inspiration and a few tunes to set the mood. You can subscribe to the podcast and learn about our international outreach projects at traillesstraveled.net. And now, here's your host, international expedition guide, conservationist, and yogi, Mandela.
We are recording The Trail Less Traveled in the Sahara Desert. We are currently at Elks Shabi in Arak Mali Omar, and we are near the Algerian border, and I'm speaking with Malouki Othman. Malouki was born in a village 25 or 30 kilometers from where we're recording right now. Malouki learned English a little bit in school, a little bit in the movies, and a little bit practicing with others. Malouki, thank you so much for joining me on The Trail Less Traveled.
You're welcome. I hope I give you a lot of answers that you need.
Malouki, can you tell us about the village that you were born in and what you did as a child?
Yes, first thing, thank you so much for this interview with you. I born in a small city, it's called Risani. It's about 25 kilometers from here. There is a lot of small village in this in Risani. It's built by clay and woods, just clay and woods. It was a good child because we spent it just play with each other. There is no technology, just playing with each other in the clay, in the street. So I can say that was an awesome childhood with a lot of friends. There was some schools we studied, and after I go to the high school. It was too far from my village. It's about 8 kilometers. So we ride bikes in the morning. We go to school and we come back. Then sometimes we spend about 24 kilometers per day because we go 4 times to school. This is how was my childhood.
What was the name of your village?
The name of my village is Qasr Jadid.
What does that mean?
It means like the new castle. If we want to translate it in English, it's called the new castle.
The new castle. Malouki, could you tell us a little bit about where we are recording this interview right now?
The place where we are. It's called all the place, Erg Shabi. We are here in the Sandfish Auberge, a good place where I work right now. This place, there are lots of auberges around us. And there is a small village here. There are some people they live in. Almost of them, they work in those auberges as drivers. So this place, we can say it's amazing because if you come to desert first time, you feel so much comfortable. You feel happiness inside you because there is no much noise. There is no much lights, just light of stars, light of moon. So it's a beautiful place. That's all what you can say about it.
Mm-hmm. And Malouki, millions of years ago,
yes,
where we are right now was underwater. Can you tell us about some of the history about this place as far as the fact that there are fossils here from when the ocean was here? Mirzuga means sea within the sands.
Yeah.
So tell us about this place millions of years ago.
Millions of years ago. Every place there are a lot of sand in, it was a sea before. Some people who made fossils, they find some stones and they side again on it to give us some styles, a lot of styles, because in this region there are lots of chops of fossils. Mm. So if we find fossils here, maybe it was a sea, but I'm not sure about that.
Maluke, what's your background?
I am Arabic person. I don't speak Berber language. And for me, it's better to call it Amazigh language because I don't like this word Berber. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, it was not a good name. So for me, I always use the word Amazigh. There are Arabic people in Morocco and Amazigh people. I am an Arabic person. I don't speak Amazigh. Almost my friends around me, they are Amazigh people. They speak with each other and they don't understand them. So as I told you, I like to say Amazigh people, not Berber. Because for me, Berber, the definition of Berber, it's mean people who are against law. Because the first people who say Berber is French people. When Morocco was colonized by French, when there is some people like Abdelkrim Khattabi, he was a big striker, when they were against French and they were fight against them, they say to them, you are a Berber people. That means you are against law, you don't follow our rules. So for me, I like to say that my friends are Amazigh people, not Berber.
What does Amazigh mean?
Amazigh, it's mean people which have their culture, their language. They say that they are the first people in the north of Africa. They are the real people of North Africa. So they say to them that you are Berber. But for me, I like to say Amazigh people, not Berber. Okay. They are the same, but Berber is not a good word for me. Okay. I like to say Amazigh people.
Maluki, can you tell us about the nomad? What does it mean to be nomad?
What it means to be nomad? To be nomad is to have some camels and some tents. You put it on the camel and go place to other place. Put your tents and live there where you found water, when you find something to eat. When the water and it finished, you go to another place, to a good place to find water and you stay there. They live where they find food and water.
In the nomadic lifestyle, water is very important. Can you tell us about the importance of water in the Sahara?
Yes, if you want to see how water is very important, you have to come to Sahara. Because sometimes when you are inside dunes and you have just one bottle, you have to protect that water and you don't wash your hands just for drinks. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you don't have water, or sometimes when we want to go to our city, here there is not a good way. Sometimes there is no much cars, so you take one bottle with you to go about 4 kilometers on your foot to find a car to take you to your home. Sometimes when water is over for you, they say, I hope if I find just a little bit of water to drink. So when you are in desert, you know how water is matter.
That is the voice of Maluki Otman, and he was born here in the desert. We are recording The Trail Less Traveled on location right now in the Sahara Desert. Maluki, can you tell us about how you would find water in the desert if you were a nomad?
In the desert, like here, we dig in some well. It's about just 4 or 5 meters and you will find water. This is the solution, and almost people here, they do. There is some villages, I told you, they don't have water. Just dig in some well and they find water. 5 or 6 meters and you will find water.
Anywhere?
Right here, around here, 5 or 6 meters and you will find water.
Okay. Yeah. I just rode a camel to the sand dunes and walked up to the sand dunes, and I'm wondering, is there water over there? If you're in the desert, how do you know when you need to dig for water? Not over there, over here, yes, but how do I know how I can find water if I want to go into a camel for a couple of weeks?
So this is a hard question. yes, it's a hard question because you go to some place where there is no much sand. When you find the hard place, then you start digging. After 5 or 6 meters, you will find water, almost place. Because here inside the dunes, there are some valley. Mm-hmm. Valley, you know valley. Mm-hmm. Some valley, when it's raining too much, they start water in the valley. So in this valley, you can find water after 4 or 5 meters.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're in the Sahara Desert. There are sand dunes everywhere. But if you find a place that's more flat and hard, not sand, but hard, you should dig there for water.
Yes, this is what we do.
And once you find the water, do you filter it or you just drink from the ground?
What?
Do you just drink from the ground or do you need to clean it?
Here we don't clean it. Really, we don't clean it. We drink it directly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Maluki, I would like to ask you now about how you use the stars to navigate in the Sahara?
For me, I don't use stars because I don't know how to use it. I just, sometimes when I lost inside deserts, I use GPS.
I like
true.
Your honesty.
Yes, I don't use stars. Sometimes when I get camels and take them to the big dunes, and after the sunset, it's dark, they ask how you know the way to sandfish. So I tell them, I just know the way, I don't know how. Because every day I do it, I know, because there is a proverb which say, at the practice you make the perfect. So every day I go, I know the way, but how, I don't know. I don't use stars.
No worries.
Yeah.
Maluke, can you tell us about the sand dunes in this area? Just tell us, for someone who's listening, who's never been to the Sahara Desert, Can you paint the picture? Can you tell us what it looks like here?
What's look like? So if you hear a desert first time, you can close your eyes and imagine there is just dunes and some people who don't know much about other cultures and some people who don't know a lot of about words. But my friend, if you want to visit desert, you will find the water, you will with everything you want, a good panoramic views. You will enjoy, I'm sure of that.
And tell us about the sand. The sand, it gets everywhere. What do you do to protect yourself from the sand?
To protect ourselves from the sand, we use the scarves. Mm-hmm. Yes, we use the scarves and the jalaba. Then sometimes we use sunglasses for our eyes.
And how do you protect your skin?
For skin, it protects from nothing. We don't use products, we don't use cream, we don't use it. Mm-hmm. It protects with nothing.
Just close your jalaba and your scarf.
Yes, we close jalaba and scarf and everything is okay.
Maluke, can we talk a little bit about the importance of camels?
Here? Okay, the importance of camels here. First thing, almost people from Morocco, they use milk of camels because it's too much healthy, it's expensive, and it's too much healthy. So the first thing is milk of camels. A lot of people buy this product. And for male of camels, we use it for tourists to ride them, to take them between dunes. Females don't do that, just for babies and for milk. And the males, tourists, they ride them and they go to dunes. They take trip of 3 or 4 days inside dunes.
Well, that's really interesting, Maluke. So you're saying that the female camels are not used to be ridden?
Yes.
Even going thousands of years back?
Before, there is a lot of caravans. People, they were travel from country to other country by camels because they are patient. They can stay without water, without food. So in the past, they would use them for traveling. People will travel to other countries to change their products. And maybe male of camels is not enough for them, so they use females too.
I would like to ask you, Maluke, about what you're wearing right now. Can you tell us about the traditional dress that you're wearing?
Traditional dress. It's desert style. Almost time we wear jalaba, and almost time it's blue. Because blue is the classical color of desert. And the scarf, there are lots of colors, and anyone wants to buy his colors, he can choose the colors. But as I told you, the blue is the classical color.
What does blue represent?
Blue is the color of the sky, is the classical color of nomad. Mm-hmm. Every time if you found a nomad in picture in YouTube, in Google, you will find a jalaba blue and blue scarf.
Maluke, I would like to ask you where you dream of going to. What's your dream of going around the world? Do you want to go somewhere else?
Somewhere. I don't care where I'm going. If I find the place where I find my dignity, my dreams. All countries are the same for me. The country which give me my dignity, my rights, it's my real country. Mm-hmm. This is me.
Awesome. I love that. And Maluke, do you have any advice for the person listening? Any life advice?
Any life advice about deserts or about Morocco?
Both. Everything.
Both.
Give us advice.
Okay, the first thing, if you want to come to Morocco, you have to take 6 or 7 days, because 2 or 3 days is not enough. So because there is a lot of place to see, panoramic view, there is desert, there is blue cities, Chefchaouen, Marrakech, a lot of cities, a beautiful place to see. So for me, if you take just 3 or 4 days, it's not enough. You will lost a lot of place to see. And if you come to Morocco, there is hospitality people and good people and good place to see.
And what about life advice?
Life advice is, for me, the first thing is to respect anyone and do what you like. Do what you like, but respect others. This is the meaning of life, respect.
Awesome. And Maluke, it's now time for a song. Is there any chance that you would sing or play a song for us?
No, because I have a bad voice. I don't sing. I just like
drums?
To hear. Drums sometimes we play because I just learned, me too, because I am here about 40 days, and I wasn't good in drums, but day after day I become good. At the practice you make the perfect. So this is the proverb.
That's wonderful. Maluke, luckily for me and you, there's a drum right there, right behind you.
Yeah?
Can you play that drum for us a little bit, please?
Okay, we'll try.
Okay.
I hope you like.
We're recording The Trail Less Traveled in the Sahara Desert, and we're speaking with Maluke Othman. He's going to play a little bit of drums for us. Before you play, Maluke, can you tell us about this drum? What's this drum called?
It's called Jambi, and this, it's made from skin of animals. When it's cold, it's not work well, so sometimes it's need fire to be more louder.
Okay.
Yes. Now I will play a little. I hope you like it. You run the trail less travel. Recorded at our location in Sahara Desert.
We are recording The Trail Less Traveled in the Sahara Desert near the Algerian border. We are currently at Elks Shabi in Arg Mali Omar. I'm speaking with Ali Lamaya, and he comes from a small village about 150 kilometers from where we are right now. He is Bedouin, and he learned English in what he says is...
school of life.
Awesome. Ali, my first question for you is, where did you grow up, and how was adventure a part of your childhood?
So I born in a small... it's not a village, but it's like just tent. Mm-hmm. That village, it's moved. Sometimes, like, for example, whenever, if there is no rain there, so you have to move to other place where you find the grass to the animals. Mm-hmm. How I spend my child, it's like same, you know, you have, because my father is a shepherd, he go with the goat, and me and my other brothers, we go with the baby goat, you know, just close to the tent. Mm-hmm. So it's different than, like, in the cities. So it's, for me, it's a really, really good memory. Mm-hmm. Like now, I hope I can go back to that moment.
Your family had goats. Did they have any other animals as well?
Yeah, we have a camel and goat. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You and your brother were responsible for taking care of the baby goats?
Yeah.
And so did you spend all day with the goats?
Yeah, until late afternoon, from the morning until late afternoon.
Yeah. And so what did you do while the goats were eating?
We play. You help your family and at the same time, you know, you play.
What games did you play?
We play Tama, small one, with the tree. So I have 3 points, like rocks.
Okay.
And he can have like 3 wood. When we play, if you put it like in the same way, this is the winner.
Ali, your family is Bedouin. Can you tell us about the Bedouin tribe?
So Bedouin tribe, it's like from original, it comes from Yemen. But we are different, you know, than Berbers. First thing, languages, and also the culture, tradition.
Tell us about that. Tell us about your culture.
So our culture is, for example, anything at the wedding, you know, we are different like the other tribes, like a Berber. Also the clothes, it's a little bit different for the woman, you know. Women, they have a melhfa. It's depends, sometimes it's black, sometimes it's with the other color. Different also for like how we play music than the Berber, you know. It's different culture.
So if the Bedouin tribe came from Yemen,
yeah,
how did they come to Morocco? What was that journey that they made?
As you know, a long time ago, people use a caravan. This is how they bring food from place to other place. Because, as you know, a long time ago, when there was war and...
Ali, sitting across from you, is another Bedouin man, Hamadi. Hamadi has something to say.
Yeah, let's go.
He said just... We don't know, like, it's because it's very long, long time ago. So we don't know why we came, our religion from Yemen to Morocco.
Can you tell us about the language that traditionally you speak from the Bedouin tribe?
It's Arabic, but it's slow. The accent is different, you know. We speak more slow and more sweet, you know. For example, when I go with my... sometimes to the big cities, and I speak with my other friend, they don't understand me, you know. It's different, you know, than Moroccan Arabic.
Okay, so sitting next to you is Malouki. You speak Moroccan Arabic, and here, Ali, you speak Bedouin Arabic. So can you guys give us a little bit of an Arabic lesson and we can learn about the differences in the languages here?
Classical or slang Moroccan language?
Oh man, there's classical and there's slang. Let's do it all. Yeah.
Let's do it all.
Okay. عندك بخير.
لا بس الحمد لله كل شيء بخير.
ياك للخير.
الحمد لله كل شيء بخير. كدير انت صافا؟
لا بس الحمد لله.
كل شيء بخير.
كل شيء بخير الحمد لله.
يوبا على غبورة هذه.
غير للدنيا اخي.
الله يحفظك اخويا توحشناك.
تاني راني توحشتك الخالي.
الله يحفظك ابا علي شحال دي باش لك غبرت علينا
لا الجري والخالي
ايوا ملي جبت الكروب سالي عاود رجعت
ان شاء الله
ايوا ما تغبرش بزاف
ان شاء الله
this is slang language we mix between french words and arabic words this is slang and for bedouin they talk more slow
and also some words are not different you know with say it with the other accent yeah. Mm-hmm. But we speak Bedouin only with the family or with sometime with Hammadi. Because when you go the others, at the street with their children, they speak only Arabic, you know, Moroccan dialect.
So, for example, how do you say, hello, how are you in Bedouin?
It's the same thing. It's salam alaikum, ashtari andak bikhair. To say how are you, there is many ways to say it, many different words. But this is, of course, you will understand it. So sometimes you say shhalak, it's how are you, and kidair, or ashtari andak bikhair, what's going on, everything okay, yeah.
And in Arabic, in slang Moroccan language, we say ça va. It's French words, but we use it in slang Moroccan language. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we were colonized by French, so our language is mixed with French words.
It sounds like if I were to want to learn Arabic, it would be easier for me to study with you, Ali, because in Bedouin, you speak slower.
Yeah, you speak slow, but if you learn it, then it's hard to communicate it with the others, like in a big city. Because if you go to the other cities or to the other village, they speak only Arabic. Mm. Yeah.
Ali, what does it mean to you to be a nomad?
Means like it's how I spend my childhood, you know. For me, it's very first thing that you learn from this life is hospitality, you know, to open your home to everyone, you know. Yeah.
What can the world learn from the nomadic lifestyle?
The hospitality, to open your home to everyone, to help, you know. That's why from the different small village, you always find like people nicer than the big cities. Because, you know, they have been in difficult life and they understand the situation, you know. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in our life, it's a person that we don't know, he comes to our home, so we give him blanket, dinner and everything. So, and it's same time for us, like when you go in the middle of nowhere, you find a family, you go there, so they will give you like a blanket, food, everything.
Kram des,
it's like some guest come to you, you know, you take a good care of him and give him all what you need, yeah. Even if you don't know him.
That is the voice of Ali Lamaya, and he is a Bedouin man who was born about 150 kilometers from where we are recording right now, and we are recording the trail less traveled in the Sahara Desert in Morocco. We are at a place called El Kshabi in Agh Mali Omar. And Ali, my next question for you is, can you tell us about the Bedouin home, about living in a tent? Tell us about how it's set up, and from everything from the tent, how you construct the tent to the carpets that you lay on the floor and how you make it comfortable. How do you make it a home?
So first thing, you know, the tent is made from like a wool, from the camels and goat. And you know, you have a small like carpets, just made by hand, like family who made this.
Can you tell us more about the carpets? Because carpets are pretty famous in Morocco. Do they change depending on the tribe? And how long do they take to make? And what are they made from? And what's the story they tell?
So about the carpets, we have a hanbel. So what the Bedouin makes a hanbel, so it's just like you have these clothes, for example. You don't use it anymore. Not this one, but like this one. So you don't use it anymore. Then you open it and you start with different colors. Mm-hmm. So you start making a carpet to make your bed. And
what's your favorite food, Ali?
My favorite food, it's tagine. And also because when you go travel, you have no time to make like couscous or anything. We make milla. Milla, it's bread that we cook it in the sand. So you make like a fire to make the sand very, very hot. So when the sand is hot, it doesn't stuck on the bread. So on the bread, you can put like a fat and onion inside, and then you cover it with hot sand, you know. This is how, you know, it's the easy way to cook your lunch. And also in the nomadic life, we only know two foods, breakfast and lunch. Dinner only like sometimes. The most important is breakfast and lunch.
What's a traditional Bedouin breakfast?
Only oil and tea, important. And also, for example, if there is grass and enough grass for to the animals, you always like have milk, like camel milk or also a goat.
Because you said oil and tea, so what kind of oil are you going to have for breakfast?
Like most of it's olive oil.
Olive oil.
Yeah, with the bread, you know. Yeah.
So bread, olive oil, tea.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And tea, that's the breakfast.
And then what's a traditional Bedouin lunch?
Lunch, it's gamila. Gamila, it's like just potatoes and onion, and that's it. Sometimes meat, sometimes not. The meat, what we do, we don't buy it, but you know, you kill sheep for yourself, for the families. And you put the spices and the salt. You put it like this so it can stay, doesn't smell bad. And you make like a small rope so you can put all the meats on it dry. It goes 15 days. Yeah, and every time you use a little bit of meat. And also the most important, it's we have like dates, mm-hmm. And milk.
Wonderful. Ali, what are the spices that are the most important for the Bedouin people?
Cumin and paprika and salt. This is the most important. The salt is the most important and cumin. Mm-hmm. Only three that we know that very important. Because in Bedouin life, it's very far from the market. Sometimes you go one time a month, sometimes 2 months you don't go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you go, you buy all what you need for like a 2 months.
We are recording The Trail Less Traveled right now in the Sahara Desert, and right outside the door, there's sand dunes for thousands of kilometers. It's the biggest desert in the world. So you are about to go out into the desert to live for a month. What would you take with you? What are the most important things that you would take with you into the desert right now?
What you're going to take, it's days. Because sometimes in the desert, for example, in the summer, we have a sandstorm. Many times it's happened to me and to other friends, like when it's windy, you can't cook. If you have this, you can eat and wait until when it stops. So the most important is it's days and water, you know, you will find it. Because when you live in the desert, you always find where there is water, like well. There is an old well that a long time, so people use it to find the water. And of course, you need someone to help you, because when you dig like about 4 or 5 meters, you need someone to take the okay. Pick it up.
Are you going to bring a camel as well?
It's very important, the camel, so you can transport your food and also the flour. As I told you, it's important to take it with you. So because you eat dates, but sometimes you want to cook, like as I told you, we call it milla. It's like a pizza. Mm-hmm. Later, I'm going to show you the picture of this. You understand the flour. To make
flour.
A bread, yeah, flour, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. And do you ever have to wear sunglasses in the desert, or you're used to it, you're fine?
No, for me, no. I don't use a... Yeah.
بحال سهرة اللي ما عندك فطنة معرض للعطش معرض للخطر كتطلق الريح كتطلق. المهم خصك تكون عندك الا ما عندك الدماغ راه يمكن غير شويه ديال الريح انت مشيت. المهم ديما راك الا ما كان عندك الفطنه يمكن ديرها كمشيت الصيف معرض للريح.
For example, when it's windy, you always have to be careful, you know, and also you don't have to worry, you know. If you worry, you know, you go to this side or to this side, you're gonna lost. So you always have, when it's windy, you know, sometimes you try to do not move from where you are until when it stops. Because when we speak about the sandstorm, sometimes to this door, I can't hear you and I can't see you sometimes, yeah.
So when it's windy, you try not to move too much because you'll lose people and you'll lose where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So it depends because wind, it's only wind. But sandstorm, sometimes you have to stop, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to stop until when it's... But if you are born in the desert... then it's easy for you, even if it's windy, you always remember it. For example, this place, you see these things and you know where you are. It's not like the first time that you come there and you feel. And also there is rocks, you know, because when we speak about the Sahara, there is a mountains. For example, this side, it's rocks, and the other side, it's sand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, Ali Lamaya, he was born about 150 kilometers from where we are recording the Trail Less Traveled right now. We are recording in the Sahara Desert in El Shabi Agd Mali Omar. Ali, I'm very interested in celestial navigation. Can you tell us a little bit about using the stars to navigate the desert?
We using star, it's always like the most star is at the north. The north, how you know where you are. And also for to know sometimes what times... we know it about our shadow, the shadow. You know if it's middle day or...
by looking at your shadow?
Yeah, your shadow, you know it, what time is it, if it's one or two, you know.
Wow. Yeah. All right, well, Ali, what advice on life do you have for us?
Life advice, you know, just be happy and... I can't find the word in English, you know, even in Arabic, you know. Even in Arabic, I can't find the word to say it. Just be happy. And also in Arabic, I can't find the word for this to give. It's in my heart, but to say it, it's... even in Arabic, I don't know what to say.
And then do you have any advice for someone who wants to travel to Morocco? What would you say to them?
I'm going to say welcome to Morocco. And I'm sure when they come, they're gonna like it, you know. And we are very open people in Morocco. We also try to share our culture with them and to discover like nomad life and to discover the desert and tribes in Morocco.
Can you end your show with a song?
Sure, yeah. Okay. But you want it with the drums or without the drums? Yeah.
Maybe everyone can join in and sing. What's this drum that you're going to play?
So this is a djembe. What we're going to play, it's lgdeira. Lgdeira, it's when someone, like when we have a wedding. So all the boys, they do circle. And only one who play the drums. And the others one, they...
clap.
Yeah, they clap. So, and when we play, because this is how the girls, they get married, you know. So always one girl, she cover all her face and dance in the middle.
you run the trail less travel. We called it a location in Sahara Desert.
Hello, this is Greg Robitaille from Explore Maps in Missoula, Montana. For as long as I can remember, I have been amazed at how my brother Chris turns his creative thoughts into the most incredible art imaginable. When we were young kids growing up in Toronto, one day our mom said, "Chris, please go take a nap." But as fate would have it, I think he heard mom say, "Chris, go make a map." And thus, I like to think that's when Explore Maps was born. Many years later, we have now rendered more than 60 hand-drawn artistic story maps of travel destinations worldwide, all created with the intention of connecting people and place and helping communities raise awareness for the conservation of our public lands and the wildlife and distinct cultures that inhabit these amazing areas. So come along and join Chris and I on this educational and inspirational journey, using hand-drawn maps as the vessel to help tell these unique stories. Please be sure to use promo code MANDELA for your discount when visiting exploremaps.com.
We are recording the trail less traveled on location in the Sahara Desert, North Africa. I'm sitting here in a nomad camp. We are at Elk Sabi in Arg Mali Omar. I'm here with Maluke Othman and Hamadi Teknant. Maluke is going to translate for us. Hamadi is a Bedouin man who was born in the desert about 150 kilometers from where we are recording right now. Hamadi is an expert in how to survive in the Sahara. I'm going to ask him about navigation, food, water, camels, and the like. And then Maluke will translate for us. So first of all, Sukran, Hamadi, thank you so much for your time and energy joining me here today in the Sahara Desert for the Trail Less Traveled.
Marhaba. Yes, welcome. It's mean welcome. You can ask what you want.
Hamadi, my first question for you is, where did you grow up?
زدت في الصحراء ودوزت طفولة في الصحراء.
He born in the desert and all his childhood were in the desert.
Tell us about being a child in the desert.
طفولة هي السرحة واللعب وصلت المكان اللي قرأي الأول.
Okay, Hamadi said that all his childhood were in desert. He just go with sometimes camels to find food and he didn't study. Just playing with friends and take camels to find food.
Can you tell us about the Sahara Desert? Tell us about how big the desert is and what it looks like for someone who's never been here before.
الصحراء فيها الرملة فيها الجبال فيها الشجر فيها بعض المرات العجاج بعض المرات تكون الجو زين فيها النجوم ستارز فيها بعض الليالي كيكون القمر فول وبعض المرات كتكون الربيع كتكون زينة وكتكون كسيبة زينة وداك الشيء بعض المرات كيكون الجفاف عاود كيكونوا كل قضيه صعيبه هذيك الكسيبه ما كتبقى ما تاكل المهم كتنوع
اوكي حمادي said that desert there is a big dunes of sand there is camels there is people who live inside sometimes it's too much windy sometimes it's rainy sometimes there is a lot of grass a lot of trees there is a lot of food for camels and for sheep sometimes there is no water there is no food so it's hard for camels to live and for animals to live sometimes that's why nomad people have to live from place to other to find food and to find the grass there is clear stars there is no much noise it's a wonderful place there is sometimes full moon as today and there is a hospitality people even there is some place to spend summer some place for winter to protect yourself
we are recording the trail less traveled here in the Sahara Desert in Morocco and I'm speaking with Hamadi Teknant he was born in the desert about 150 kilometers from where we are right now and Maluke Othman is translating for him Hamadi, I'd like to ask you now about how you navigate in the desert when you're traveling a long distance.
بنجوم وبالبلايس. بنجوم وبالبلايس هك.
Hamadi knows the way with the stars and he follows stars.
Okay, so I'm sitting here and I'm wearing this compass around my neck. And I was told that this compass made out of silver has many different designs and that it is used by the tribes of the Sahara to navigate via the stars. Is this used by the Bedouins?
ما بقيناش كنسافروا واحد المسافات طويله ولكن باتنا وجداتنا كانوا كيديروا بحال هذا الشكل ولا كيرسموها كحجار يديروا حجار بحال كتمشي بحال مشيت بالنهار وراه عليك الليل هنا كدير اتجاه كابل حجار بحال هذا الشكل ومن بعد الصباح كتمشي لذاك الاتجاه الاخر كتقيدي على النجوم كتبغي تنعس كدير بحال هذا الشكل ديال هذه الحجار والصباح كتعاود تقلع هكا.
Okay, he said, for now, people, we don't use much stars, but old people, they were following stars. At the night, they follow stars, and when they want to sleep, they put some marks as some stones. And when they wake up morning, they know the way because they put these marks at night because in the morning there is no stars.
Mm. Yeah. So you're saying that they'll navigate using the stars at night, and then when they want to go to sleep, they'll put some stones on the ground
so that
they know what direction they were going or what is north, south, east, and west.
Yes.
Okay. Hamadi, can you tell me about the Bedouin tribe and how they are different than the Tuareg and Berber?
الفرق البدو كي هدرو عربية وشلوح مزيا وهدوك توارق فروقة شوية مع على مزيا.
Okay, he said that Bedouin people, they talk Arabic language, but it's a little different from Arabic because, you know, there is a slang language of Arabic. And Amazigh people, they speak their language. It's Amazigh. Tuareg, it's a little different. It's close to Amazigh, but different. But Tuareg and Bedouin, they are nomads. Almost of them, they are nomads. But Arabic and Amazigh people, they are not.
That is the voice of Melouke Otman. He is translating for us today for Hamadi Teknant. We are recording The Trail Less Traveled on location in the Sahara Desert. And Hamadi, who I'm speaking with, was born in the desert about 150 kilometers from where we are recording right now. My next question for Hamadi is, what does it mean to you to be a nomad?
مزيان نت بحال قلت تساع والراحه ما كاين ضجيج ما كاين حتى شي حاجه طبيعه.
Okay, he said it's wonderful to be a nomad because there is no one close to you, just you and your family. There is no one to bother you, there is no much noise, you live freedom. And there is a natural place. Sometimes you find a good place, a natural place. So it's wonderful to be a nomad. There is no noise. You live a good life. You don't need others to live, just yourself and your family. You strike and you fight a life to stay alive.
Wonderful. Hamadi, my next question is, can you tell us the importance of water for you as a nomad in the desert? And how do you find water in the Sahara?
الأهمية الماء ضروري شي حاجة ضرورية ضرورية من كيفاش كتلقى كاين بلايس اللي فيهم الماء في حال مجرى الويدان كاين بلايس اللي كتلقى الماء في الواد كاين بلايس اللي كتحفر عليه بحال 4 متر و 6 متر و 7 متر وفي الشتاء يمكن كتشد بين مسافة 60 كيلومتر
على هنا
مبينك مع الماء في الشتاء وفي الصيف ما يمكن يالله إلا شديت 4 كيلومتر 5 كيلومتر ما تقدرش تبعد.
He said water is very, very important for nomad people and for all the world, but only nomad people know how much is important water. Because other people, they have in their home, every place there is water. So they don't know how important. But for nomad, it's too much hard. Sometimes how Hamadi find water, it's in the river Dagan, somewhere in the valley. About 6-7 meters, then you find water. And in the winter, you can work a lot to find water. Sometimes it's about 30 or 40 kilometers looking for water. Just going to look for water. Because it's cold, you can't be thirsty fastly. But in the summer, just about 15 kilometers looking for water, then you come back to your tents. Because if you go more, you will die.
Hamadi, what can people around the world learn from the nomadic lifestyle?
الصبر المهم قاس حال سميتها الصحراء شويه.
حمادي said life in the desert is a little bit hard. If you be a nomad, you will be a patient person. If you be a nomad, you can't compare your problems with a nomad person. If you come to desert, you will see that your problems is nothing. Your problem is nothing. Because nomads, life is so much hard. You have to be patient a lot if you want to live in deserts.
Hamadi, have you been to the big city and do you like it?
لا ما كنمشيش للمدينه الكبيره غير الا كان شي حاجه بحال قدر الله مرض ولا شي حاجه ما كنمشيش
كي حمادي ساتات هي دونت جو تو اذر سيتيز they go sometimes if anyone of his family is sick or if there is someone die he have to go to other cities to see their family but he don't go to other cities just to see or to enjoy
wonderful Hamadi can you give us some advice on life
احنا ترى بنادم يمشي ديريكت اللي يديرها ولا ها ما عنده مشكل
Hamadi said just follow the rules and fear nothing follow the rules and fear nothing just go respect others and do what you like
Hamadi is there any chance that you would play a song for us
no Hamadi can't sing
what's his favorite song
he loves desert style desert music style okay. they play on drums and there is some of them they play guitar it's like a rock it's a Moroccan style
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, Mandela here, your host of The Trail Less Traveled. Tonight's episode was recorded in the Sahara Desert on the border between Morocco and Algeria. This episode was recorded in a nomad camp near some of the highest sand dunes. The Sahara Desert, As-Sahra al-Kubra, the Great Desert, covers an area of 3,600,000 square miles. The Sahara is the largest hot desert in the world, comparable to the area of China and the US. The name Sahara is derived from a dialectal Arabic word, Sahra, meaning desert. For hundreds of thousands of years, the Sahara has alternated between desert and savanna grassland in a 41,000-year cycle caused by the precession of the Earth's axis as it rotates around the sun, which changes the location of the North African monsoon. The area is next expected to become green in about 15,000 years. I'd like to thank my guests for this evening for making the time to share their culture and some of the details about how they survive the sandstorms, the importance of dates and camel milk, how to find water, and how to utilize celestial navigation. The Trail Less Traveled airs every Sunday evening at 6 Mountain Time. You can stream the show live online at trail1033.com. You can also follow the show as it's recorded on location around the world and view all of the show archives at traillesstraveled.net. The podcast is also free and available on all podcast platforms. If the show has ever transported you, please consider writing us a review to help this new genre of adventure radio. My name is Mandela, your host of The Trail Less Traveled, and it's my intention to document culture around the world before it's lost by collecting stories and sounds. I want to extend extra gratitude to a small family business in Missoula, Montana, called Explorer Maps. About 5 months ago, The Trail Less Traveled and Explorer Maps teamed up to connect people and place. I hope to see you this Wednesday, March 20th at 5:30 p.m. for my adventure presentation regarding the Grand Canyon. I'm going to talk to you about swimming the Grand Canyon and ongoing conservation work to prevent expanded uranium mining in that national park. You can learn more about Cartography Comes Alive by visiting exploremaps.com. My adventure tip this week regards traveling in the Sahara. All of my nomad friends disregard the importance of sunglasses, and I doubt you will ever find a nomad who wears sunglasses. The camels that you may be riding in the Sahara have two sets of eyelashes and three eyelids. Humans don't, so it's not a bad idea to invest in really good glacier goggles when traveling in the Sahara. That's it for this week's adventure, my friends in Missoula and around the world. But until next week, please remember, living in Missoula is a privilege. With privilege comes responsibility. Please get informed, get engaged, and speak up on behalf of wildlife and wild places. And if you think you're too small to make a difference, you've never spent the night with a mosquito.